Welcome to the Friday, September the 23rd episode of Briefings with Butts. It is our eighth episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. I'm excited today to be in room 29 at Maplewood Elementary School. It is our host room, but we are not going to talk about hosts today, so stay tuned. If you're tuning into our audio podcast for the first time, welcome. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few links that you do not want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or program to be featured in a future episode. There's also a link to a trivia question that's related to today's podcast. So be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answers before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one jeans day for you and your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. We'd like to congratulate last week's winner, Rachel Lamb, at the Wayne Township Preschool. Let's go ahead and jump in. As I think about this week and I reflect upon my own high school career, I think about how much fun homecoming was. And this week is homecoming for Ben Davis High School. Thursday marked the official beginning of fall, and our weather has shown that fall has arrived. It's been wonderful to see the temperatures drop and to start to see some of the changes that are happening on our trees and our flowers. And one sign of that is mums are starting to show up on our porches and our patios. It's been a fun week of homecoming activities with PJ days, door decorating, and all of the things that surround that. We wish our high school students an absolutely wonderful weekend as they get ready, not only for a homecoming football game tonight at Ben Davis High School, but also the homecoming dance tomorrow. This week was National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week, something that is very important to all of us. And on Thursday evening, just last night, the Wayne Township Adult Education Program and Area 31 Career Center hosted Senator J.D. Ford and Representative Renee Pack for a celebration of National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. We had student ambassadors that were leading walking tours for the classes and shared personal stories of the tremendous impact of the Wayne Township Adult Education Program. We're also excited that we are celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month, which began on September the 15th and concludes on October the 15th. If you haven't already, make sure to check out the Hispanic Heritage Month videos on our YouTube LAP Parent Channel. Also, a few important reminders. For our certified staff, don't forget to submit your service hours action plan in Talent Ed by October the 7th. That day is creeping up quickly. Make sure to submit that if you'd like to receive that additional benefit during the 2023-2024 contract year. Also, we are currently offering flu shots at no cost to employees in each of our buildings through the end of October. Make sure to look for the communication from your building principals on the date, time that will be offered in your location. And don't forget, if you can't take that flu shot at your location on the designated day, you can look for other locations in Wayne Township or for our clinic to get your free flu shot. Also, we are participating in the Wayne Wellness Bingo Challenge. It's happening now through October the 5th. If you haven't already, make sure to check your inbox for that email from the Wayne Wellness Coach or check with your wellness champion in your building to download your bingo card. Well, again, I'm excited to be here at Maplewood Elementary School in our host room to talk to this week's guest, Lachelle Daniels, who serves not only as our host instructor at Maplewood Elementary School, but also as a proud Wayne Township mom. Welcome, Lachelle.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, actually at our host kickoff event that happened at Jameson Camp, we had a chance to talk about the host program and the tremendous impact that it has on students. But today, I want to focus on another individual, not a host student, but an incredibly important role in your life, and that's your role as a mother. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yes, so I was born here in Indianapolis. My mother was a assistant teacher. She did something like what I'm doing for School 63. My grandmother also taught over at Holy Trinity. And so we come from a background of people who love kids and love to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have a daughter who
is,
Tanisha Adams.
Tanisha Adams, yes.
She is a proud Ben Davis High School graduate, class of 2010.
Absolutely.
And so she is, tell us a little bit about what has happened to her since she graduated.
So since she graduated, she's attending Meharry Medical College. But while she was here attending Ben Davis, a lot of the things that you named were things that she participated in. As a child, you know, she participated in the homecoming committees and things like that. She was in Career 31. She became a she got her certified nursing from Ben Davis before she graduated. She was in a leadership class where they introduced her to the 7 habits of a highly effective team. And so she, you know, Ben Davis was a great start to her, but since then she's gone on and she's excelling at the next level.
So she graduated from Ben Davis. Did she go to her whole academic career here in Wayne Township?
She went 7th grade,
okay,
8th grade at Lyndhurst.
Okay.
And then she went to Ben Davis.
Okay.
But coming from Nashville, Tennessee, you know, we came from Nashville, Tennessee in 2005. And coming here, you know, this area was, the first thing that we said was wow. Because Lyndhurst, first of all, was a big school to us in comparison to where Nashville was at that time. But then once we hit Ben Davis campus, we just thought sky's the limit, because that was wow. That was a college campus in comparison to what we had seen in a small city as Nashville was back then.
Yeah, so a lot of times, one of the great things about Ben Davis High School is it offers lots of opportunities for children. One of the challenges is it's so big. And so how did Tanisha not get swallowed up by the bigness of Ben Davis? And how was she able to stay on track and to make sure that she was looking forward to her, you know, her aspirations?
I think part of it is family, because early on, even in Nashville, Tennessee, she went to a medical magnet school.
Okay.
So they did offer a medical magnet school in junior high, where she was starting to focus on science. So then when she came to Ben Davis, she participated in cheerleading. So freshman year, she's a cheerleader. Sophomore year, she's a cheerleader. And so when other things would come across her path, as long as it didn't interfere with the things that she was already committed to, then she would do those things as well. And I think just being able to stay on task is also having family, you know, so we would be there to pick her up. We would participate. We would come to the events and the various things that she needed support in. So I think a big part of being able to take advantage of the things that are at Ben Davis is parenting, you know, people being able to show up and to be there and to be alongside the children.
So you mentioned some of the extracurriculars that Tanisha was involved in, and we know by research that students that are involved in other things outside of the school day, still connected with the school, tend to be more successful, tend to have better organizational skills, tend to be better time managers. Is that what you saw with Tanisha and her involvement in things outside of the school day and making sure that she was keeping her grades up and staying on track?
Absolutely. I actually have a story to kind of go with that.
Great.
So as a freshman, Tanisha was on the cheerleading squad. Then as a sophomore, she was on the cheerleading squad. When she got in 11th grade, she did not make the varsity team. She made the junior varsity. Whereas some of the children, they were like, you know, I'm quitting. I'm a varsity. I want to be on the varsity. Well, she continued. Ashley was one of her coaches, and she had a gym outside of Ben Davis.
Okay.
So Tanisha, she became an all-star cheerleader working with Ashley outside of the school. Then when she got as a senior, thank you. When she became a senior at Ben Davis, she actually became the captain of the team.
Oh my goodness.
So
from JV to captain.
From JV to captain the
wow.
next year.
Wow.
So absolutely, you know, staying focused, you know, just putting your head down. If you don't make it the first time, put your head down and just keep working. And eventually it'll pay off. And that's what she's done, you know, her entire life.
So Tanisha gets, she's at Area 31. She's participating in the medical program at Area 31 and gets her CNA. She is thinking about college. Take yourself back to 2009, 2010. She's trying to figure out what her path holds for her. Talk about the conversations that you and she had about where she was going to go to school, what she was going to study, and what that looked like.
Absolutely, because we had not had anyone in the family that had accomplished the things, you know, that had become a college student, actually.
So she's first generation college.
She's first generation.
Wow.
And so we had to have discussions as far as how we knew she wanted to be a doctor,
okay.
You know, because she actually did an interview not that long ago, and she said that, you know, I would say to her, you're going to be a doctor. Because I do believe you cast the vision to the children, and then they will take hold.
High expectations, absolutely.
So she would, you know, she knew she wanted to become a doctor, but she didn't know what path to take. And I didn't really have the people, so I'm always seeking out people that could help her along the way. So the first things that we did, there were so many people inside of Ben Davis. It's hard, you know, it's over 10 years ago.
Yeah,
we
right.
Don't remember some of the people. But there was a science teacher who was very encouraging to her, who wrote her a letter to get into college. And so some of the people connected us with people at IUPUI. And so she began to pursue a degree, you know, began to talk to the people and various things in order to go into public health.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got a degree from Purdue in public health.
Great. Okay. So, boiler up, of course, one in my own heart.
Okay.
So she has started Purdue. She has her master's degree in public health and a master's in health science. And then, as you mentioned early on in May, she will graduate from Meharry Medical College as a medical doctor with honors. Talk a little bit about that. She was recently recognized and got some special recognition at Meharry.
Yes, absolutely. So she's a hard worker. You know, Tanisha, she's always tutored. When she was at Ben Davis, she tutored. When she went to Purdue, she tutored. And so she's always pulling people around and having those challenging conversations. And so she has just, amongst her peers, they have nominated her and recognized her and pushed the school to recognize her. So I know that that's part of what she has given back from early on, you know, tutoring and giving back to other kids and other young people.
So Meharry Medical College, it's a historically black college in Nashville, ironically. So she's come full circle back to Nashville.
Yes.
I'm sure that's not a mistake, but they honor Tanisha as one of 24 in her graduating class to be elected to the Gold Humanism Honor Society, which is based on her exemplary demonstration of the core qualities of a humanistic physician. That is absolutely incredible. They noted her integrity, clinical experience, compassion, altruism, respect, empathy, and service. So what is, we talked a little bit before we came on air here, but talk about what she's wanting to pursue in the medical field.
So her passion is psychiatry.
Okay.
So she's looking to go towards pediatrics and child psychiatry and just psychiatry in general. So many mental obstacles that we've seen, you know, in our culture, in the family, in society, and she's very passionate to not just be a mediocre person, but to bring resources and an understanding to young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is her passion. She's also, there's an organization here called GLAM, and they help young women, young girls, actually, who don't have a lot of support at home. And so she's written programs, and she's been a part of some of the things that they've been able to do in the city. And so she's just very passionate to find ways to help young people find their way.
Hmm. Do you think, will she return to Indianapolis to pursue medicine, or will she stay down in Tennessee?
I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that she returns, but I'm not exactly sure. So
wherever the job takes
her. We're praying about it,
yeah,
and absolutely, wherever is she's called to go. So
that's awesome. One more thing about Tanisha, then I want to shift to you for a minute. We talk a lot in Wayne Township about the rich, diverse experiences that children get to have, the demographics of cultural diversity that we have in our community that really we think enhances our children's education, their learning experiences, their lived experiences. Talk about how that impacted Tanisha when she left Ben Davis and Wayne Township and went on to pursue college and post, you know, the post-secondary opportunities that she's pursuing.
Absolutely. So even when we were in Nashville, and sometimes you could hear my country slang, because we had a dialect from Nashville. And so she credits Ben Davis, the culture here in Indiana, the language, the dialect that she learned, to helping her in English and helping her with her studies to be able to be on a certain level. So the diversity, it just allows her to not just be able to serve one set of people, but it enables her to have relationships, from cheerleading and all the different things that she participated in. It allows her to be able to serve a broader spectrum of people. And she does credit Ben Davis for that and
Yeah,
her
well, when you look
experiences
at
there.
the one, approximately 1,000 of her classmates that walked across that stage with her at Ben Davis High School, it is a melting pot for sure of cultural diversity that we have here in Wayne Township. So super excited, and just thank you so much for sharing Tanisha's story. But I want to talk about you for a second. You every each and every day are here at Maplewood Elementary School, positively impacting second and third graders, and helping them to become better readers by bringing in mentors to help sit next to them for half an hour every day, and to become better readers. But you also have a life outside of Maplewood, so what do you like to do when you're not here?
What I like to do is kind of what I like to do when I am here. And that is find talent, highlight talent, share inspiration. And so those are the things that I do outside of here. We do have a family business, something that we've worked on the side. And what we do is we recognize people who are doing awesome things in the community. And so that's what I like to do. I like to be where the people are that are impacting our next generation. And so,
Awesome. What is your favorite place on earth?
my favorite place on earth, I don't know if this is going to sound cliche, but it is truly in the center of the will of God. And sometimes that does not seem like a great place to be, but I know that all things are working together. And so beyond that, because I move around so much, I do enjoy just being at home sometimes. But beyond that, wherever I'm called to be in that moment.
That's awesome. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Thank you for having me, Dr.
For our
Davis.
listeners who can't be here with us and to see visually, our guest today is Lachelle Daniels, beaming over her daughter, Tanisha Adams, and the experiences she had here in Wayne Township. We are so thankful that you allowed us to tap into you a little bit and to tap into your daughter's success. And we wish you and her all the greatest as we look forward and get to watch what happens in the future. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up, we'd like to wish our Ben Davis Giants good luck tonight in tonight's homecoming football game against our rivals from the East, Lawrence North. Remember to get your tickets for the upcoming Wayne Township Education Foundation's Celebrate Wayne event on November the 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Global Village Welcome Center. Tickets start at $30 and can be purchased at the link on the Wayne Township Education Foundation website. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening and enjoy your weekend.